And we're going to give you an update right now on exactly what is happening in China as we speak. We understand that China has now shut down further towns or villages in that country as the need has arisen. And it's admitted it was never really equipped to deal with the outbreak of the coronavirus in that country. More than 520 people are dead. And the country is really scrambling at this point to meet the demand for hospitalization there. You might have watched the video of that hospital that came up in almost no time in China. There's another one that's on the way. But there's also been an unfortunate consequence in regard to the spread of this virus. There have been incidents of racism and xenophobia around the world in which people of Chinese extract or origin have been treated as outcasts, with the assumption being made that no matter where they are the people spreading the disease. Now, I wondered how prevalent this has been in our country. And if you're a person of Chinese extract who's experienced this in the last few weeks, please just share your experience with us. Give me a call on 011-883-0702. I'm keen to hear how you've dealt with this kind of discrimination. Also want to welcome onto the program Erwin Pon. He's chairperson of the Chinese Association in Gauteng. Erwin, good afternoon, and thank you very much for making yourself available today. Do you know of anyone from your community who's experienced racism in South Africa following the outbreak of corona?
Hi, good afternoon, Joanne. Thanks for having me. Yes, you know, I mean, fortunately, I think the majority of it has been online, and it's been, we can see it's South Africans that are online posting these racist, offensive comments, and some even suggesting or wanting to cause harm, such as kill all the Chinese, in which they all die, hope this virus kills all of them, etc. But, yeah, I mean, something happened, and it was hit much closer to home. When my little daughter came back from school the other day, and she was teased and said that the kids were talking about the virus and that it came from, it's a Chinese virus, and it's because the Chinese eat everything. And they eat cats and dogs. And now my daughter, who identifies herself, she's the fifth generation, she identifies herself as South African first, but she was offended by this, and little kids, you know, and she just said to the kids, but I don't eat dogs. I can't eat my pet, my little Titan. And the kids just laughed at her. And you know, it was a horrible feeling and almost helplessness to see your little kid at school being bullied. And, it's obviously coming from somewhere as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's clear that adults around these children are having these conversations in a very discriminatory way, and kids are picking up on these. Tell me, how are you dealing with this as a community? How are you dealing with this in your family units? How are schools in your general environment and community dealing with the prospect of discrimination against Chinese students like your daughter?
So I think from our community's perspective, firstly, I must be honest. I mean, it is a scary thing. It's scary for everybody, right? And even our community, we're afraid. But I think there's a lot of fake news going around, and we've actually in our community we've set up a little war room on WhatsApp, and we send any information across there, and we check it and verify it. Some people are saying, oh no, there's a coronavirus in Cyril Dean, or it's in China more, etc. And we try to verify and go to the source before people start spreading this panic around. So we try to isolate those instances. We try to isolate fact from fiction. You know, we warn our community as well and say, like, you know, if anything does really happen, please do let us know. We will work with authorities and we'll let people know. But let's not let this paranoia really manifest itself into racism or hatred, even to our own Chinese people or whatever, and skepticism and, oh, has he been to China, etc. You know, we mustn't let this eat us.
It sounds like an easy thing to do, it's certainly a more positive attitude to adopt. But the reality is that you know, you're on the receiving end of it, and it is unfair discrimination. I want to ask you: have any South African authorities approached you to try and step in on behalf of the Chinese community here and say, you know, let's run some sort of education campaign to prevent this particular sector of our population from being discriminated against?
No one stepped forward, but I mean, we try to educate our community internally. We send through what's fact and what's fiction, and we try and tell them, you know, you don't have to be overly defensive about this, but at least educate the public about why you're wearing a mask. I mean, for example, some Asians and Chinese, it's quite tradition a cultural tradition to wear a mask if you're a bit worried about getting something or if you have a cold yourself. But as soon as you see someone wearing a mask, I mean, it's quite common in Asia, doesn't mean that they've got something and they're going to spread it around. But we try to educate people about hygiene, washing your hands, don't touch your mouth, etc. Those general things.
All right. Thank you so much, Erwin Pon. He's chairperson of the Chinese Association in Gauteng.